Hey, welcome to Matt and Andrew Make a Podcast. I'm not Terry. That's Matt. That's Terry.
That is Terry.
All right. What?
Oh, dang.
Okay. What are we doing?
We're coming up on Tulsa.
Okay. We're already that close?
We're 23 minutes away from our destination.
And I saw that they sell coffee that is supposed to taste like a Girl Scouts cookie. That seems inappropriate.
Yeah. Well, I think it's the way that you worded it. If there's coffee that tastes like Girl Scout cookies, that's good.
It said this tastes like a Girl Scout
cookie. But if it says it tastes like a Girl Scouts cookie, that's,
inappropriate. Is there an ethical way for them to figure that out to make that flavor? I don't think there is.
Of a Girl Scout?
Oh, I'm sure.
No, because Girl Scouts are minors.
All of them?
Yeah. There's no such thing as an 18-year-old Girl Scout.
Mark Norman, stay away from Girl Scouts. Okay. You didn't know he dates a Girl Scout, right now?
No.
He said his wife's a woman and his side is a Girl Scout. You didn't hear that?
I did not.
It was on a podcast. I made that up. I just want somebody to comment and be like, he's talking shit about Mark Norman, and tag Mark Norman. He goes, this guy looks like a fucking weirdo. And then I go, okay.
Yeah, that's a shout out.
I'll take a shout out.
Yeah.
Everything bothers me when I know we're recording anything. Like every fucking rattle and squeak. I'm like, God dang it. Can you pick the cup up real quick and just like, that's it. It's your fucking...
Oh, okay. It was my cup.
Anyway, I got some water at On Cue, and I also saw a picture of a really attractive woman's body and found out she had Down syndrome.
Which, okay, let's bring that conversation up. I can't remember what her name is.
In 2 miles, take exit 218 to green turn line towards Joplin.
I don't think.
In 2 miles, take exit 218.
Is it all right?
Yeah. Okay, so, like this girl, like I said, I can't remember her name. She's a swimsuit model. She has Down syndrome. She's of age, obviously.
So they didn't make the coffee out
of her. So, no, they did not, no. That is not the cookie they modeled the coffee after. Is it okay for a normie to date her?
I would have to talk to her first, but you know how there's that Love on the Spectrum show that Wayne has a joke about?
Mm-hmm.
There's also a show called Down for Love.
I saw the ad for it.
I was so conflicted. I was like, I want to watch it, but I do not want to support this. Like, I don't, like, man, you're setting up downsies. But I think because we've talked about it off the podcast, but I think you might be right that there's varying degrees of Down syndrome. Levels.
Yes.
I did not think so until today. I've met a guy named Cody. That's my Down syndrome reference point.
Stay in the second.
But there's like the guy that's friends with who is it? Rob Dyrdek has a friend that's Down syndrome, right? The guy from Robin Big? Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, Johnny Knoxville.
To take exit to 18 onto Creek Turnpike, Creek Turnpike towards Joplin.
That guy seems relatively normal now that I think about it.
Yeah.
So I would say, and this probably sounds way over the top. Exit. But if I wanted to date a Down syndrome person, I would probably ask them if they were cool, and whoever their caregivers were, if they were cool with having like a psychologist analyze them and give me an estimate of what their mental maturity is. And if it's 25, let's do it.
Well, here's what if they have a caregiver, the answer is probably no.
They all have a caregiver.
No, they don't.
I've never met a Down syndrome person with a driver's license, dude. Just out there cruising. Imagine a Down syndrome person cruising around.
Now we got a Google
search it.
Dude, there are high functioning, perfectly contributing members of society that have Down syndrome.
Okay, so if they're one of those, then yeah, I'd say it's probably fine. So let's skip the caregiver. I would ask them, would you be okay with, no offense, making sure you're not a little too down?
First of all, I don't think there's a way to say that without offense.
If you're Down syndrome, you're having a good time, so you're gonna be fine. I've heard they can get angry, but I've only seen them in good moods.
Yeah. Oh, God. Shane Gillis has got a joke about that.
He is Down syndrome, right?
No.
Shane Gillis isn't? That's what made him so funny. It's like people are like, oh, he's really good for a guy with Down syndrome.
No.
That's not it for real?
I do not think so. I think he has a Down syndrome person in his family.
Oh, I was totally joking, but he does have a Down syndrome shaped face. But yesterday, the guy I was tattooing was telling me about Shane Gillis's bit about how funny it would be to watch Donald Trump get assassinated. Mm. It's such a good bit. Like, it's very good.
I wonder where's the line that you can cross when talking about a president being assassinated?
So what you say is, I'm not saying it should happen or I want it to happen.
But it would be entertaining.
Yeah, anything you say after but should be fine. Like if I said, I don't want anybody to, I don't want anybody to stab Taylor Swift, but if they did, I would hope they used a pretty knife. Like, you're not going to get in trouble for saying that. If you said, I want you to stab Taylor Swift, you're going to get in trouble.
Right.
You're asking people to do something violent. Like, the whole inciting violence thing, I do agree with the idea that we should be able to say whatever we want, but I also think if you have a level of power where people will just listen to you, it's kind of a Charles Manson situation. Like, if I can command my
audience, it's your responsibility to be responsible.
You treat it like your fans are weapons. You don't use them inappropriately. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, that's... So I think that's... Sorry, I'm swerving. I think that's where they'll get you on.
Those lines on the road are merely suggestions.
Speaking of lines, my mom said something about how she loves white lines. Because she has a new car and it keeps her in the lane. It like has the lane assist thing.
Yeah.
She said, I love white lines. I was like, yeah, I heard they're pretty popular out here. And she was like, white lines? Yeah, they're pretty much everywhere. I was like, yeah, I agree. They're pretty much everywhere. And she's like, wait, no, sometimes they are yellow. And I was like, yeah, that's true too. Like, it just, she couldn't figure out I was talking about cocaine for the whole thing.
I'll just figure out what you're talking about.
And you have probably seen cocaine. I'm pretty sure my mom has.
Well, yes, I
am. I'm saying I like cocaine. I just like the way it smells.
I have this little story. I don't know what I want on a podcast, but it'll be up there, I think.
Does it involve a drip? Or that
it was just kind of like, went in because I was to a doctor, I hear nose and throat guys having some problems with the deviated septum thing.
Yeah.
And he squirted something up my nose.
It's cocaine. Okay.
And what I first thing I said was, I'm not sure what that is, but I know I have smelled it before.
And it smelled kind of like gasoline and made your face numb. Did he tell you what it was?
Yeah, I think I figured it out.
It was medical grade cocaine.
Yeah.
So I'm not positive about this, but I believe it is true that Coca-Cola has a monopoly on legally manufactured cocaine in the United States. They're like the only people allowed to import coca plants and process them into cocaine for medical only. They don't put it there. So they use the cocaine. They put whatever makes the cocaine Coca-Cola flavor thing. They still put something from the coca leaf that comes from the cocaine making process without the actual drug in it in Coca-Cola. And then they manufacture 100% of medical cocaine in the United States, I believe. And I say I believe because I heard it, then I researched it, and I think I understood it right. But I have been high on edibles while researching everything I've ever researched, so... I've never read anything if it wasn't high.
Is it kind of like the Delta 8 loophole kind of thing?
No, I don't think it's even that. I think it's like, so they take whatever it was that was giving Coca-Cola its flavor when they made it a legal issue. They're like, you can't be giving people cocaine. Like, all right, cool, we won't. It'd be like, that part might be like the Delta 8. They go, okay, we're not giving, but that's different because they're not trying to give you the same effect. It's literally just a flavor profile thing. But then they make full-on, pure, 100% perfect cocaine for EMTs to use for that application. And I think there's a few other applications, but that's the only one I've heard. Is like when you have deviated septum.
See, I always heard that Coca-Cola used to put actual cocaine in it, but it was to make people addicted to the drug.
Probably, because caffeine's addictive, people say all kinds of shit. Yeah, caffeine's super addictive. Like almost everybody that uses caffeine is addicted to caffeine. I might be an exception, I might not. I don't go off caffeine long enough anymore to find out, but 2 years ago, I could quit for a week and it didn't matter. Right now, I bet I'd be sluggish and at least have a mild headache.
Oh, you probably have a massive.
Well, it's most people's experiences. They go one day without caffeine, they start freaking out. I can do one day for sure. I just don't know. Maybe my body's got like residual coffee because I, dude, when I pee, it smells like coffee all the time. Like, if you follow me,
that sounds like a medical issue.
Right now, it smells like that dumb McCafe coffee from fucking Walmart because I didn't want to order our Hawaiian coffee because I'm trying to tighten up the budget. Brandy was like, hey, I know like you said to try to not waste too much money, but can I order like $100 worth of coffee from Hawaii again? I was like, how about we just wait a few months? Like, that's a lot of coffee. Like, it's... but I like this Hawaiian shit. And Megan got it for me when she went to Hawaii. She came back with like a little sampler of it. It was so fucking good that that's all I drank at the house for like a year.
Hawaiian coffee.
It's they grow it in Hawaii. They like grow. They somehow make.
Is it sweet?
It has a sweeter taste to it than regular coffee. It's not bitter. It's not bitter. It's smooth. It's just I still add a little green, like sweet cream to it.
Is it expensive?
In my opinion, yes. It's not like Kobe Luwak or whatever, but it's. I think it's about.
I don't know what that is. I'm assuming it's some kind of coffee.
Get out of, Derek has a joke about it. They get it out of
goat turds.
It's not goat turds. It's like a monkey. It's a tree cat called.
Oh
fuck! It starts with an S. Can you look this up for me?
A tree cat.
A cervix? Not a cervix.
Not a cervix.
A serval? A soccer?
Sphincter. It comes out of a sphincter.
So no, it's a tree cat. It basically looks like a monkey mixed with a cat. It jumps around. It shits. It eats coffee beans, and then they get the coffee beans out of the shit. They rinse them off. They make coffee. It's apparently delicious. It's like fucking super expensive.
So there's an Oklahoma aquarium.
Yeah.
I never paid attention that it's backed up to the Arkansas River. How cool would it be if they built like water fences across, and they had some of their attractions just out in the
like
in the river?
Go out there and you could watch a. And they make the fucking like chain link fences under there, so there's little fish can get in there, and these guys can eat the little fish and shit them out and contribute to the
right
natural order.
Coffee made from monkey poop.
But what kind of monkey?
Kobe
Luwak. Kobe Luwak. Kobe Luwak.
Yeah, pretty, that's it.
Yeah.
What kind of monkey is it?
It's close to saying cervix, which
yeah,
I felt
is a civet, Asian civet cat, civet.
That's
I've
not.
Heard it
excuse me, C I V E T, cat poop.
Civet.
Savat.
Savat.
It's not a cervix.
It's close.
Savat probably French.
Well, what I'm tonight. When I get home, I'm going to go, get ready, girl. Get them legs back. I'm about to hit your savant and see if she...
See if it. She knows you're talking about a...
She'll figure it out.
An Asian cat?
Yeah. Well, hers goes this way.
Yeah. So hers is an American cat.
Yeah. Here, kitty, kitty.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm not... I've never been a coffee person.
I know. It's weird that your whole family's not coffee people. I started drinking coffee, I'm not joking, out of a bottle when I was a baby. My mom would put coffee and milk in a little bottle and let me drink it. I don't even remember it. I just know there's never been a time I didn't drink coffee. So I quit drinking coffee for a couple of years just to make sure it wasn't, like, too big of a deal.
Yeah.
And then I started drinking coffee again when I worked at Billingsley because it was there and it was free and I was working. Brandy was the same way. Her grandma used to make her little, like, she would have tea parties with real coffee with a two-year-old. And I'm like, I don't know why we didn't think about that. Like, I'm saying we as in, like, why weren't people thinking about the fact that you shouldn't give a baby caffeine in the 90s?
Other cultures do.
Other cultures give baby caffeines, or other cultures think about it?
Other well, I mean, it was like the whole coffee thing was more local trade, but, like, in those Peruvian places and stuff like that. That's where the cocaine came from.
Yeah, they chew the coca leaves.
So they could climb higher into the mountains where coffee
yeah. I have a client that's from Peru, and I thought this was only a Colombia thing, but she's from Peru, and she said everybody just chews coca leaves, and they have like really good medical benefits, and they're like, it's kind of like weed. It won't fuck you up too much, unlike cocaine. But it's like weed, but more on the coffee side. It's like a stimulant, but it also helps with like altitude sickness and a bunch of shit.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So they could, climb, like I said, climb higher into the mountains with coffee. But those cultures use coffee differently than we use. You know, that's what we talked about off the podcast was, you know, the medicine's coming back full circle.
Yeah. It's going organic.
Less processed.
Yeah. I think if we lived in a country where there was not a huge deal of profit on mental health meds, I don't think people would be on SSRIs. I think they'd be microdosing. Like, I think almost everybody would just be on, like, a really low dose of mushrooms all the time. But since there's a bunch of money to be made, it's going to take a lot of people realizing they can save money to wean off that shit.
The pharmaceutical companies are actually looking into that.
Yeah, they'll start.
Deeper into it, you know.
But it's hard to patent nature, but they will. And then they'll own mushrooms.
they'll make it so that everybody's got this acceptance about it, and then they'll turn around, reenact regulations, give the power back to the pharmaceutical company.
That makes sense. Like, they go, okay, so we're going to use cannabis and psilocybin and things to help people. We're going to make all these medicines that are semi-affordable, and then in 50 years, it becomes illegal again, and then they're the new Harry Anslingers and the new William Randolph Hearst. William Randolph Hearst was, like, the original fucking monster pharmaceutical dickhead. And he didn't even do pharma. Do you know that story?
No.
Long story
short... I don't know anything y'all are talking about.
Oh. Long story short, he wanted to make paper that was not made of hemp. And people were making paper out of hemp, so he just made hemp illegal. Like, him and Harry Anslinger, who was the guy that ran the prohibition on alcohol thing, they single-handedly made cannabis illegal in the United States, and a bunch of other countries followed, with a bunch of bullshit stories. He owned a newspaper that was, like, fucking huge, and he basically just published a bunch of bullshit that he made up that you couldn't prove otherwise. It was, like, stories about people being raped by people that were high on marijuana and shit like that, and it just, like, it didn't take but a couple years, where now people would be like, that doesn't sound right, and they Google it. And he was like, if you own the fucking newspaper back then,
that's where people got their information.
You owned all the information.
Yeah.
That's why I think, like, having Bloomberg for president sounds like a bad idea. It's like, dude, he owns, like, what's Bloomberg? 10 or 15% of the fucking news? No?
I don't know.
What percentage of Bloomberg would you say, like, or of the news, of just, like, national news is Bloomberg? Like, CNN, biggest, Fox, second biggest, or vice versa. And then Bloomberg, I think.
Where I have to drop out
of
the conversation. I don't know anything about that.
Neither do I. But I bet there's a dead body down there.
Two. They took it into twos. That's how they didn't just fall in.
Oh, because they were doing it? I was thinking somebody got murdered and dumped.
Well, that was what I was thinking. But if
why would you dump two people?
It's like no big deal, but if two show up in the same pond, that's a big deal.
That's a dumping ground. Where was it, and this is a Matt Farrell question, I feel like you would know, and then Terry might know too, but I'm guessing Matt knows. Where was it in Oklahoma that somebody found, like, hundreds of guns in a river or creek? Did you hear about that?
I did not.
It was a long time ago. It was, like, somewhere in Oklahoma or Texas, really close to where we live. I might be mixing two stories together, but I think it was, like, something like the Cache Creek bridge out by Faxon, like a very normal, you know, you're here all the time, it dried up and there were just guns fucking everywhere, like somebody had dumped a ton of murder weapons, like they just, every time they did one they just tossed them in the same spot.
Damn.
Which would be dumb, like let's say you were a hitman and you threw away each gun you used, why would you throw it in the same fucking spot? First off, I would not throw it in anything, I would melt it, because then it could not be, like, dug up and figured out that I had. Ooh, that's cool, somebody sent him a video of their butt cheeks doing this. What? It appears to be a man.
Butt cheeks.
So they're...
Yeah, that's my fan base.
Oh, so it's just like a bunch of large gay guys?
Yeah.
Was he black or Dominican?
Probably Dominican. I have a lot of out of country.
Yeah, he looked Dominican. He didn't look quite... Or he could be Indian.
I don't know that I have any from over there.
Mexican that tans a lot, but his butt was real tan. Also, like, his balls were almost completely black. That was weird. If he didn't shave, I could tell you from his pubes.
But he's tidy.
Yeah. Do you think there's a genre of OnlyFans that is literally just gay guys from the back pushing their wiener back to point at the camera and just wiggling it at you, and that's it? Just the whole back is pointing back and squeezed between their legs and just...
I think it's something that you could look up on your phone.
Terry, you want to look into this? Google search... Google search what my finger's doing and penis. There's got to be somebody doing that.
There he is, somebody doing that.
He's looking. How are you going to search that?
I'm going to start with the word nub.
What? I'm nervous.
Nub. Like, he might.
Dude.
He might have some backdoor way of finding things.
Backdoor. Conrad Roofing in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They will do a free 22-point inspection. Today's episode is brought to you by Conrad Roofing. Check out their billboards near the Warren Theater. If you take a selfie in front of their billboard and post it to their Facebook, you get 1% off your next t-shirt at Comedy Avenue. That's a pretty good deal.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Dude, what if they get some sales off that? I got to exit onto
South Elm Place.
Okay, so we're about to start like driving around, exiting and turning. Part of this, you want to kill this?
Yeah, we can.
You guys have a good day.